Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mark Wayne Mullen, the most pro-Trump America First candidate for United States Senate, a Christian conservative. Mark Wayne Mullen shares and fights for our conservative values. 100% pro-life, ready to end abortion in America. Conservative, Republican, pro-Trump.
Mark Wayne Mullen, you don't want to fight with him.
Mark Wayne Mullen for United States Senate. Defenders PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DefendersPAC.com.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
And today's cattle futures were mixed here. The August feeders are up 37 at 176.02. Right at the very end, they sold off all the way down to 175.55. That was the low of the day, but the settlement was 76.02. So kind of a surprise sell-off right at the end. The past few days, they have been really resilient and fought back in the face of higher grain prices. So a little bit surprising here. But settling at 176.02, that is the highest settlement we've seen, I guess, going all the way back to the first part of May. If you look at the rally off the lows back on May 23, the low was 162.80, so about 14, 13 or so dollars off the low going back there on the August feeders. September's up 12, 177.35. The October's down 22 at 178.70. The November's down 35 at 180.15. June live cattle 22 higher at 137.05. We're in first notice day there. We've rallied about $7 off the low. Now the August 32 lower at 137.20. The October's down 10 at 142.65. Looks like the cash trade this week is going to be around 136 in the south, 142 to 143 up in Nebraska. So that was a little bit of a welcome sight. Still zero deliveries. The oldest date's now 12/22 of 21.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, the grain futures market, we're lower in wheat, higher for the soybeans, and steady on the corn. July Kansas City wheat down 1.25 cents at 11.53¾. December down 2¾ at 11.69. That market's been pretty steady for the last 6 or 7 trading days. The Chicago wheat was 3 to 8 lower or so in the first few months. Beans 12 to 29 higher. July beans up 29 at 17.69. The November's up 14¼ at 15.82. That's new highs again for the November new crop beans. And then the December corn down 1 at 7.16¾. July, the front month, up 8.5 here at 7.73. We've got a USDA report tomorrow morning. It's going to update the old crop and new crop ending stocks. Now, old crop ending stocks for wheat at 666 million bushels. Last month, it was 655. So a little bit higher. Corn, 1.437 billion bushels. And then in May, it was 1.44. And then soybean ending stocks, 218 million bushels, down from last month. And then across the board here on the new crop ending stocks, it looks like we're going to be a little bit lower for corn, beans, and wheat. And then in the world, a little bit higher for the wheat, a little bit lower for the corn, and a little bit lower for beans. And that reports tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. I suspect that it will update and move the market some.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.